think this would be the answer to it. If we could get them back into the church and get the proper Christian education training and the teaching that they should have, it would put a basis for them to live on and stand on. I heard the president of the National Baptist Convention say something, and it was really this true. Speak about so many people, their minds are deep, and they have to go through this unkindness. She said in her address, if more of the people would go by the pastor's study, go by the pastor's office, and spend some time with him and listen to him give instructions and prayer, they wouldn't have to go to the psychiatrist. So if we could get the people back into the church and teach them the scriptures and religiously educate them, they would have a basis to stand on and a meaning for their lives. For I am a firm believer, and I know it is true that if we stay with the Lord and stay with the church, our minds become so enriched with good things that it does not have time, or there's no room for evil things to come in.
For someone such as myself, you know, I'm very appreciative of what people like you have done, and in what way, you know, we should then to show my appreciation.
I think you are showing your appreciation in a way by coming to sit down and talk to me about something and pursuing your course in college. And when you are out, it will give you a stronger footing that you can implement the principles and can channel the direction and the thinking of many youth in the right way. Because there are so many youth who really, they're mixed up in their thinking. Let me say this, I go off on some analogy. This has a deep meaning. There was a young man who came into our city, and he had become one of the gang members, and he was violent and had done a lot of things, and we got him into a meeting one time to find out the why. And the excuse he gave has had it turned over to gangs and drugs and to violence and all of that. He felt that his mother did well. He was the first child, and there came another child in the family. And the other child got all the attention that he didn't get any attention. And this is a poor excuse. So he was asked a question about the little brother that came in. Did you love him? He says, well, he got all the attention, and I didn't get any. So one of the ministers says, God has never told you anything about somebody loving you for me, but he told you to love. He told you to love. He didn't say nothing about other folks loving you, all of that, but you do the love. So he was able to find himself. And in finding himself, he said he had dropped that thing and gone back to his mother. Because he got the right footing to begin with, but he strayed on home. But after shaking him and getting him conscious to what he's supposed to be, he went back to it. So if a person is brought up in the right way, this says playing as a child when he's old, but if you give the right foot in here, even when he's young, and he gets too far out there, somebody remind him or think he will think about those things. So I think you're doing a great work. You're showing much appreciation by doing the type of work you're doing here in college and knowing about your roots. You hear you say that, which I know, that you were brought up in church. You're strong. I have no doubt that you're there. I will feel grateful to God. The aged, the poor, the underprivileged, you will always have with me. This is the test of what we are. The old saying is that the Lord loves poor people. As evidence of his love for poor people, he made more of them than did anybody else. And those who go up are expected to reach back and get as many as they can. The aged citizens today has it much better than in years back. Because we do have these nursing homes, these health care facilities, and now we have these people coming to the home of the elderly and minister to their needs. And as young people like you, even though you will maybe have your own office and your own staff, but it just be sometimes nice to put on a pair of walking shoes. Just kind of walk around a bit and go in the back door, the side door, visit in the home, and take an aged person, put his feet up in the field sometimes, let him know that I think about you.
Being a young black woman growing up in such a society, is there any advice that you can give me to make the road easier?
Yes, I would be happy to give you this advice. Number one, and I'm happy that you are here, and that you know the Lord. Stay with the Lord. Things are not going to be pleasant. The task you've embarked on is going to be hard. It's not all going to be hard, it's going to be enjoyable, because you will find joy in what you're doing. Continue your studies. Understand people. I'm going to say something real heavy to you. Marry you a husband and have a nice family. Support your community, your state, all good works, and you will be a great success. Thing that I said was going to be there. Marry and have a family. I have observed among our young black mothers, and maybe I hope I don't know my young black mothers, since we have become so dependent and we make as much money as the man makes, and sometimes more, we have decided that we don't need. All I need is you to borrow a child, and you go your way, I can take care of you. But when we get in that condition, I tell the young black woman and young white woman, here, you got no sense of God. God said it in good faith. You need each other. If you're making all of the money, put it together and sit down, and it creates a oneness just to sit down with your mate and cool out the resources. Think on what we're going to spend and what we're not going to spend, how many children we're going to send to college, and how many we're going to send to this university and that university. This is a good way of doing that. I experienced so many of our fine young women who get good education, they get good jobs, they make plenty of money, and they have the finest of homes, all kinds of jewelry. Anything they want, but they miss the main thing, and that is a partner in life. And I tell them, you need that partner. That's why you're having this life. You gotta have something to keep you balanced. You gotta go home to a $50,000 or $150,000 house at night with all the fine furniture and nobody in there but you. You're not enjoying anything much. But if you have your family and your faith, this will help you keep your balance, and it will help you keep your
discipline.
taken a long time to name them. Number one, my mother. One of the greatest women that God has ever given. As they say, so every person thinks his mother's great. But my mother was super great. Because we would tell her so often, mother, when God made you, he threw it for you. He didn't make it. My mother was a woman who saw no faith. She didn't believe in faith because she believed in God. All she saw was success stories. And this she made it happen. If it didn't happen, she didn't make it happen. As I mentioned, she was a seamstress. And a few times she would have old garments that she would remake. Once she would remake them, you couldn't tell them what they did just come out of the store. Sometimes she would get a new garment, and if the pattern was one way, she would shift it to another to make it become the person that she wanted it to become. She said, I'm not trying to discredit that seamstress who did all this, so that I've got a lot of children, and I've got to alter these things and make them fit the ones that I wanted to fit. And they would be most beautiful. They would be admired. Even in her kitchen, if mother did not have the ingredients to make the type of cake or pie that she wanted to, she knew how to mix flavors and how to cut corners here and how to add here and prepare one of the best meals from what other people would have maybe thrown away or decided I can't do. Yes, she would do. And she would tell me so often, she says, Ella, if you don't know how to spend a nickel, you will not know how to spend a dollar. But I offered it to her. Yes, mother, if I had a dollar, I could do this and I could do that. Because back there, well, you didn't have a lot of money that you had. But as I grew older, I learned what my mother was telling me. If you don't know how to budget yourself on a little, when you get a lot coming in, you will not know how to